Hello again and welcome to the New Testament Baptist Confession Podcast. This is a ministry of the Brandon Baptist Tabernacle in Brandon, Florida, where we also host the Cherishing Scripture Podcast all together in our list of audio podcasts that we provide for the public. And today we're looking again at the New Testament Baptist Confession. By the way, Pastor Brad Bailey with you here in the beautiful studios of the Cherishing Scripture Podcast Ministry. And I hope that today finds you doing well. I understand that our nation is deeply entrenched in some very, very difficult days. And I hope that you, as a listener, will in some way or another be able to draw encouragement from the ministries of Brandon Baptist Tabernacle. By the way, you can visit us online at www.brandonbaptisttabernacle.com. There are hundreds and hundreds of hours of preaching and teaching from God's Word, singing, and media ministry. You can take advantage of it on your iPhone or on your handheld device of any sort, BrandonBaptistTabernacle.com. So back to the subject of the New Testament Baptist Confession, as we gather again together to look at this matter of the great, great fundamental needs that exist among independent Baptists. We are dropping down to paragraph number 4 today to talk about the greater need for abandonment of the two terms independent and fundamental. Now, I want to make clear before I read this that our intentions are never to abandon the term Baptist. We are Baptist from the tops of our heads to the bottom of our feet. We're Baptist by conviction. We have no intentions to abandon the term Baptist. However, the two terms independent and fundamental are what have been brought into question. And they are being, I believe, examined by Scripture and are not passing the test. So let me read the paragraph. This is paragraph 4 from the New Testament Baptist Confession, which you can find at newtestamentbaptists.com. That's Baptist with an S, newtestamentbaptists.com. The paragraph reads, "We do believe that this abandonment is necessitated by the decay, disintegration, and/or non-existence of true fruitful results. Such fruitful results are promised to us in Scripture, Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And therefore, any religious order that is fruitless must be deemed worthy of abandonment when the fundamentals of said religion or said religious order are discovered to be unsupported in Scripture." Now, as stated on an earlier podcast, it's very needful for you to understand that Baptists in their history have changed names on numerous occasions. As I said before, the name Baptist have always been included in that name, but there have been, in the history of Baptist churches, there's been Landmark Baptists, there's been particular Baptists, a host of different Baptist brothers and sisters down through the years have found it necessary to identify terminology that best suits what they believe, that best describes what they believe in terms of where they stand on the Scripture. Anabaptists, Free Will Baptists, so on and so forth. Many, many choices have been made. Some of those choices I believe unwise. Some of those choices are not accurate according to what we discovered the Word of God actually teaches. And so independent and fundamental were two terms that were brought to the table because of organizational identification with conventional Baptists. There were Northern Baptists, Southern Baptists, so on and so forth. And because of the liberal trending of those organizations, independent fundamental Baptists decided to coin their own version of the Baptist faith and present it to the world as the solution to help get away from the liberalism that seemed to be creeping in and the erosion that seemed to be taking place among Northern Baptists and Southern Baptists. So these terms, independent and fundamental, they were really started with a great degree of militance, with a great degree of outrage, with a great outcry that was taking place in the hearts and minds of those who adopted these terms. And that militance did not quiet down. In fact, it began to get louder and louder and louder, so that the movement was known primarily for its fighting spirit, or primarily for its explosive spirit. And that's why we added here, we do believe that this abandonment has been necessitated by the decay, disintegration, and or non-existence of true fruitful results. The beginning of paragraph number 4. We are now several generations down the road. Hindsight is 2020. And what we are seeing is that the mentality that fundamental Baptists had, even in their earliest days, was toxic. And we are seeing the loss of fruit, the loss of effectiveness, the loss of strength, the loss of testimony, the loss of really existing and lasting and abiding fruit on the vine for independent fundamental Baptists to be able to qualify themselves as an essential movement. So when we consider that, these fruitful results, as stated in paragraph number 4, are promised in Scripture. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 18, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And so with the absence, the impossible to ignore absence of existing fruit among fundamental Baptists, the question has to be asked, is God blessing this movement? And I recently had an opportunity to have breakfast with a very nationally known personality among many of the fundamental Baptist churches. And as he and I began to eat breakfast together, I talked to him about the movement itself. And he actually interrupted me and he said, "What movement? What are you referring to as a movement?" And I said, "Well, I'm talking about the fundamental Baptist movement." And he stopped and he said, "There is no movement." He said, "Fundamental Baptist churches nationwide are in incredible decline." And he actually asserted the fact to me that fundamental Baptist churches are not experiencing the blessings of God as they have in years gone by. And in many cases, the blessings that fundamental Baptist churches were experiencing was not because of what they believed or what they did, but in spite of what they believed and in spite of what they did. And now we're seeing that what they were doing and the methodologies that they were using are actually antithetical to Scripture and are actually counter-biblical and have turned out to be very, very toxic in the lives of people from a spiritual standpoint. So the fruit is not there. The abiding, lasting, true fruit of the Scripture that is promised in God's Word is not does not exist among most fundamental Baptist churches, and that is something that we can no longer ignore. Why isn't God blessing fundamental Baptist churches? Why are there so many scandals? Why are there and when I say scandals, I'm not just talking about, you know, the sex scandals that we hear about, that we read about, that we're alarmed by, but the financial scandal, the off-the-chain, impossible-to-ignore financial creativity that took place among independent Baptist churches for many, many generations has now led them into days in which they're untrustworthy and in many cases under investigation by authorities because of their financial creativity, their misappropriations, and so on and so forth. So the paragraph concludes by saying, any religious order that is fruitless must be deemed worthy of abandonment. And it continues, when the fundamentals of said religious order are discovered to be unsupported in Scripture. So the bottom line is not that we have an axe to grind or that we have some old vendetta that we're trying to bring to the surface. The bottom line is that what we have now discovered generations down the road is that the foundations of independent fundamental Baptists are not biblical. And because they were not built upon the sound teachings of Scripture, but in fact would oftentimes either negotiate the sound teachings of Scripture or completely abandon the sound teachings of Scripture altogether so that they could be pragmatic. In many of these cases, what we are seeing is that God is no longer smiling at that ignorance. God is no longer winking at that ignorance, but is now commanding us to take a stand and to firmly plant our feet on solid doctrinal ground. So is it needful to abandon the fundamental Baptist movement? I think so. There are some who would disagree. Our church has personally discontinued the use of the names independent and fundamental. And the reason we've done that is because we don't want to be identified with that anymore. But we also want people to know that we have deliberately and methodically thought through our doctrinal stand. And we have put that doctrinal stand at the forefront of our ministry. It's not somewhere way down on page 16 of the church's policies and the church's procedures. It is right at the forefront, front loaded on our ministry as our doctrinal stand, because we want people to know that we have thought through the pages of Scripture before we chose the name New Testament Baptists. So once again, this is Pastor Brad Bailey with you. Thank you for listening again. You can visit the website newtestamentbaptists.com. You can find these audio files as well as the New Testament Baptist Confession and a number of other articles. The section on youth truth I highly recommend. If we don't reach out to our young people and get the gospel, the right version of the gospel, into their hands, we have absolutely no hope for the next generation, for our future. So pray and read newtestamentbaptists.com. Join us again next time as we study the Scripture together.